It's not that Jesse Ventura ever really finds himself alone looking for company, but unlike last year when he actually had some difficulty just getting around amid the media attention, this year Ventura seems much more like a regular governor attending the conference than a celebrity making an appearance.
It's kind of nice, you know, to be able to focus in on coming and going to the different seminars and not worry about coming out of them and being overwhelmed by the media.
Ventura says he enjoys the Governors Association meetings because of the collective expertise they afford him in areas of cutting-edge importance to Minnesota and other states.
You go to these meetings to learn what people are doing in other states, maybe not make mistakes that they've made if they're ahead of you, or maybe to give them ideas too, because we have an open policy that we steal from each other. If Governor Thompson comes up with a great idea in Wisconsin, it's okay for me to steal that idea. If I come up with a great idea, you know, maybe Governor Ridge of Pennsylvania will want to steal that idea.
One area all the governors seem particularly interested in, maybe worried about, is ensuring their states are doing all they can to keep up with internet-related technology. At a meeting of the association's Economic Development Committee, Governor Ventura talked about what Minnesota is doing in hopes of ensuring technology leaves no part of the state behind.
We're actually undergoing one of the most unique projects, I think, in the country called Connecting Minnesota. And we're building a fiber optic backbone, laying high bandwidth wire along almost 2,000 miles of Minnesota Trunk Highway.
Ventura did not leave his battle with state lawmakers behind on his trip to Washington. After Sunday's meetings, so much of which focused on telecommunications, Ventura ripped into the state Senate for not confirming Steve Minn as a commissioner. In an interview with Minnesota Public Radio, Ventura said Minn was eminently qualified to lead the state's planned telecommunications upgrade.
I've moved beyond it now, but I will continue to remind them of their stupidity. As we move forward on different telecommunications initiatives, I'll make it very vocal to constantly remind them that they made a choice for their own ego and their own personal instead of for the state of Minnesota.
Later this morning, the governors meet with President Clinton at the White House, where they had dinner last night. Governor Ventura is also scheduled to meet with the United States Trade Representative about opportunities in China. He's also meeting with the Mexican ambassador, who will formally invite the governor to lead a trade mission to that country. Ventura says he'll accept, and he hopes to make the trip before the end of the year.
I want to do trade missions. We had a very successful trade mission to Japan, and we'll do one to Mexico and to Europe for sure, probably over the next 3 years. When, I don't know. Mexico, maybe late this fall.
Sunday morning on NBC's Meet the Press, Ventura suggested he'd be open to joining John McCain on a presidential ticket this year if McCain leaves the Republican Party. McCain advisors say the Arizona senator has no plans to do so. Ventura later downplayed the suggestion, attributing interest in his possible national political aspirations to reporters looking for a new angle on the presidential race. In Washington, this is Mark Zedeklik, Minnesota Public Radio.